This is Artie Shaw's original theme song, Nightmare. During Artie Shaw's nearly two decades in the entertainment business, the music always came first. For him, fame, fortune, and becoming an American icon were harmful to his primary drive, which was to create music. He frequently departed the music business, only to come back, but he really resented the distractions that compromised his music, the demands of the record companies, the privacy-invading hassles of celebrity, or the limiting expectations of fans. Today in his 90s, Artie Shaw is a perceptive and opinionated observer of American life and of his own place in our cultural history. He was a remarkably fresh interview source for Ken Burns Jazz, and recently Artie Shaw has edited and written notes for an excellent 5-CD box set entitled Self-Portrait. Hi, I'm Dave Radler. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the culture, lore, and personalities of early jazz, and a series of programs about the life, music, and reflections of Artie Shaw. I like that, Nightmare. That was Artie Shaw's theme song for a long time, launching this first of three programs about bandleader and clarinetist Artie Shaw. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me. Beyond being a musician's musician, Artie Shaw was also a writer, a scholar, a very independent thinker who later in life became a teacher, novelist, book collector, academic lecturer, and surprisingly, a crack target shooter. We'll begin with the Beguine. Begin the Beguine, recorded in 1938, unexpectedly rocketed Artie Shaw to mass popularity. It was his biggest hit and the first of 8 million-selling records for Artie Shaw. Then Frenesy, another remarkable classic by Shaw, scored for 13-piece swing band, 13 strings, and a wind quartet of oboe, flute, French horn, and bass clarinet. Thank you. It Had to Be You, that's definitely a classic, as was Frenesy, before that written by Artie Shaw with the Black American composer William Grant Still. And we also started with his first and biggest hit, Begin the Beguine. Beguine written by Cole Porter for one of Porter's few unsuccessful musicals. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Artie Shaw Redux, reviewing and reappreciating Artie Shaw. I'm sampling the recent 5-CD box set selected by Shaw, and in future programs I'll be playing interview clips and quotes and further exploring this talented, erudite, complicated, and quite often misunderstood musician. Shaw early on recognized great talent when he saw it and hired many remarkable musicians and guest stars. Billie Holiday, whom he admired as a singer, courted as a female, and ultimately could not shield from the racist assaults of America in the 30s before she left the band. Orrin Hot Lips Page, a charismatic trumpeter and singer from the Hard Knocks Kansas City School of Jazz. And Roy Eldridge, little jazz, an ebullient stage personality, and one of the supreme trumpet talents of the swing era, whose sound pointed the way toward bop. Here's all three of these great jazz performers featured in Artie Shaw recordings between 1938 and 1945. Hot Lips Page first, vocal and trumpet, on Blues in the Night. Any Old Time, a Billie Holiday vocal, and Roy Eldridge recording his own theme song, Little Jazz, from Jazz Rhythm.
Mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman'll sweet talk and give you the glad eye, but when the sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-faced, a wasn't thing who leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rain is falling, hear the train are calling, ooh-wee. Mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey. My mama done told me, a hooey to hooey, oh clickety clack, echoing back blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to grind, and the moon will hide its light when you get the blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow, I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there's something I know. A woman's a two-faced, a wasn't thing who leave you to sing the blues in the night. We'll be right back.
Just be asking, darling, any old time you need me, I'll be there. With love that's lasting, darling, all through the years we'll stand together, sharing the tears and stormy weather and the sunshine. We'll be yours and mine. Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love to chase away the blues. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be.
Little Jazz, featuring Roy Eldridge, his theme song from 1945. Any Old Time, written by Shaw to feature Billie Holiday, that was recorded in 1938. And Hot Lips Page, vocal and trumpet, along with 15 strings, in a 1941 recording of Blues in the Night. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, investigating the life and times of Artie Shaw. The influences on Artie Shaw's music can be somewhat surprising. First of all, as a young man, he studied classical clarinet, but after hearing Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, wanted to play jazz. Later in life, he mentioned Willie the Lion Smith, Lester Young, and Chick Webb as inspirations. One story I haven't been able to confirm is that at one time he knew Bix Beiderbecke well enough that the two shared a room together. But he was definitely influenced by Bix and, like him, discovered the modern 20th century composers, Stravinsky, Debussy, Ravel, and Bartok, and sought to incorporate their ideas into jazz. And his interest in classical music continually resurfaces throughout his career. In fact, one of his very first high-profile public appearances in the mid-30s was leading a band at a swing concert on Broadway in New York City, where he put together a rather striking small band that included a string quartet. It was rather well-received and been cited as one of the first examples of third-stream music, that is, a blend of jazz and classical. Once Shaw established a successful and popular big band, he became one of the first to convincingly blend a large string section, 13 to 15 strings, with swing jazz, such as in this rather theatrical, almost classical rendition of Gershwin's Summertime, and incidentally featuring trumpeter Roy Eldridge. Thank you. Summertime, Roy Eldridge, featured with the Artie Shaw Orchestra in 1945. And by the way, it was Artie Shaw who convinced Roy Eldridge to first try using the plunger. Roy had been reticent to copy the sound of the Ellington trumpeters, who really created that almost as a signature sound. But he did so at Artie's insistence. Much later, he admitted to Shaw that Artie had been correct in pointing him toward developing his own signature with the plunger mute. I'm Dave Radlauer. I hope you're enjoying this and sharing my admiration for Shaw and interest in his remarkable contributions to American music. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, recipient of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Golden Reel Award. In the next couple of programs about Artie Shaw, I'm going to be exploring in further depth his life, his perceptive comments on American music, his seven marriages, and his years after leaving swing and jazz when he took to performing classical music and meanwhile pursued a remarkable range of other interests and careers. Still ahead, Shaw's small band, the Gramercy Five, and several radio broadcasts, like this chipper My Blue Heaven from a live New York City venue in 1939.